Welcome back to the Zcast podcast. I'm Neil, joined as always by Trinity, to dissect the critical on-chain metrics for Zcash for January 13th, 2026. Trinity, today's data paints a noticeably different picture than the velocity we saw yesterday, primarily characterized by a significant cooling and a major directional shift in privacy flows.
That's certainly the headline, Neo. We've stepped back from what was a relatively high engagement day. If we look at the immediate network health, both the number of active addresses and total transaction volume have dipped. Active addresses dropped by nearly 23%, down to 4,649, and total ZEC transferred is down almost 19%, to around 398,000 ZEC. The market is clearly taking a breath.
Exactly. But the most important metric shift isn't just the slowdown, it's the reversal in our net privacy flow. Yesterday, we had a strong net inflow of over 4,300 ZEC into the shielded pool. Today, that narrative has completely inverted. We are reporting a net deshielding event of -1,902 ZEC.
-1,900 ZEC leaving the shielded pool is substantial, especially when coupled with a significant drop in shielding activity. We only saw about 1,092 ZEC shielded today, compared to over 6,600 ZEC yesterday. What does this dramatic reversal suggest about immediate user intent? Is this a reaction to market conditions or a consolidation of funds?
It points strongly toward profit-taking, or perhaps high-value transfers being prepared for exchange processing. The total number of shielded transactions themselves also fell, from 241 to 178. Yet those 178 transactions managed to execute a net outflow of nearly 2,000 ZEC. This indicates that the deshielding events were high-value transactions. When we look at the mean absolute shielded value delta, it's down from 36 ZEC to 22 ZEC, showing that while overall shielding activity cooled, the sheer volume exiting the pool dominated the daily flow metrics. It's a liquidity event focused on the outside.
That's a crucial distinction. Fewer people participating, but those who are participating are moving large amounts of ZEC out into the transparent layer. Now let's pivot to general throughput and whale behavior. Although the network is quieter, we still moved over $161 million USD in total value. How did whale activity contribute to that figure?
Whale activity, categorized as the highest value transactions, also saw a measured pullback, falling from 821 transactions yesterday to 684 today. While the percentage drop tracks closely with the general network slowdown, the distribution remains top-heavy. Whales are still driving the bulk of the USD value transferred.
And speaking of throughput, we have to address the persistent anomaly in the transaction fee structure. Our median transaction fee remains exceptionally healthy, hovering at a low 4 cents USD, which confirms that standard network usage is cheap and accessible. But Neo, the maximum transaction fee remains shockingly high, 1.21 million USD. That's an enormous outlier.
It's a clear and continuing anomaly that we track daily. Since this extreme high-value fee is not affecting the median, it implies a singular, highly unique event, most likely an extremely high-value settlement or a large entity prioritizing a transfer above all else. Given that we saw a similar outlier yesterday, albeit slightly higher, we need to monitor if this becomes a recurring pattern of institutional settlement or a specific service provider utilizing priority block space. It does not reflect underlying network congestion whatsoever.
So to summarize the 2026 0113 metrics, we see a network cooling off after a period of higher activity, evidenced by a drop in unique active addresses and overall volume. Crucially, the Zcash privacy layer experienced a sharp reversal, indicating a significant and concentrated event of funds leaving the shielded pool, which may imply large-scale consolidation or preparation for external market action.
Precisely. The core network remains robust, low cost for standard users, and running smoothly. But the dramatic swing in privacy flow warrants close attention over the coming days. If this net deshielding continues, it could influence on-chain sentiment. That wraps up our analysis for today.
Thank you for the insight, Neo. And thank you for listening to the Zcast podcast. We will be back tomorrow with the latest metrics.